the conservative political activist Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muck Raker here. For episode 3, we're going to be talking about college students voting in New Hampshire elections. We're going to talk about an article that was completed by Grazing the Surface in October of 2022 called Stealing Elections in New Hampshire. This talks about New Hampshire voter ID law, RSA 659:13. And it is a way that we leave New Hampshire voting system wide open to voter fraud, just one of the ways. Per this law, a voter ID card includes a valid student identification card if the card is issued by Dartmouth College or a college or university operated by the University System of New Hampshire or the Community College System of New Hampshire. This amendment to the existing RSA was done in 2013. At the time, Chris Sununu was executive counselor. So the current voter ID law allows you to literally hand them a college ID and not have to prove your voter registration address at the polls. And here's where it gets even more shady. As if being able to vote with a 5-year-old college ID without proof of residency wasn't enough. Governor Sununu sits on all 3 of those boards, Dartmouth, the University System of New Hampshire, and the Community College System of New Hampshire, handpicking board members. The University System of New Hampshire Board of Trustees includes 10 members appointed by the governor. The University System of New Hampshire is governed by a 29-member Board of Trustees comprising the governor of the state, the president of the Senate, the Speaker of the House, 10 members appointed by the governor and council, 7 alumni elected members, 2 student elected members, the Commissioner of Education, the Commissioner of Agriculture, the presidents of the university systems, 4 colleges and universities, and the chancellor. All 24 Community College System of New Hampshire voting members are appointed by the governor. Not only was the governor added as a member of the Board of Trustees via legislation sometime between 2007-2009, all 24 voting members of the board were appointed by the governor and confirmed by the New Hampshire Executive Council. This happened when John Lynch was in office. Strange, since Lynch was present during the Army, Department of Defense, U.S. New Hampshire ribbon cutting, with Sununu, Kamen, Hassan Shaheen, Jim Weinstein all bragged about the Department of Defense hijacking of the University System of New Hampshire under the guise of economic development. All 24 Dartmouth Chartered Trustees are elected by the governor and the president. The Board of Trustees consists of the president of the college, the governor of New Hampshire, and 24 other trusteeships. When the 2013 voter ID law was updated to include Dartmouth College, Governor Lynch and Jim Weinstein, who is now Senior Vice President of Microsoft Healthcare and sits on Neem Kamen's Army organization, were handpicking the board members of Dartmouth. The 1979 voter ID law was changed in 2013 while Governor Sununu was an active sitting executive council member in New Hampshire's. The changes made to 659.13 include provisions to allow for people with student IDs up to 5 years old to vote in New Hampshire without proving their registered residency, so long as they were specifically from Dartmouth College, the University System of New Hampshire, or the Community College System of New Hampshire. This is a conflict of interest at the very least. This part of the voter ID law leaves New Hampshire voter ID laws completely open to instances of massive fraud. So who is in Sununu's back pocket? For those of you who don't know what Army is, it is a Department of Defense organization that was set up to funnel University System of New Hampshire graduates into government contracts. Ladies and gentlemen, if we look, we can see this happening in New Hampshire. So, this is from grazingthesurface.com. The article is called Stealing Elections in the State. I'm sorry, Stealing Elections in New Hampshire. And this is just one out of many ways that the state voting laws are rigged to condone fraud in our elections.